Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all just don't know. What's up, you guys? It is Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri.
And Coco.
And we are here today with yet another special guest.
Woo!
Out loud.
Hello, ladies. Good evening. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hello. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Trisha, as everybody knows, a.k.a. I forgot my damn name.
Crafty Trisha.
Listen, I'm still trying to get my mind right. But anyway, Crafty Trisha off Instagram, here from California, just enjoying this weather, and I'm here for everything that goes on this evening.
All the shenanigans.
All of the shenanigans. Well.
Shenanigans.
Well,
yes, all weekend.
All weekend long. And it's a long weekend. Are you off? Are you still off work?
Yeah. Me? Yes.
Yes. Coco, are you off work?
Until Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Before Tuesday.
Before I get into everything, is anybody planning while we're on the call? Are we like stickering or what are we doing?
I'm being honest. I'm not. Actually, I came from the kitchen to here because we decided to start our cookout late, just me and my husband. But I'm just potato salad, and we just wait. So, no, I'm not. I don't have any.
You make potato salad like right now?
Yeah, I just did. Right, like, I was like, what time is it? I was like, I got 8 minutes.
Oh,
I was done,
tomorrow,
though.
It's
going to
be real good in season.
Yes, yeah,
tomorrow.
And what kind of meat we have?
Just a rib. We went ranch to the store earlier today. No, that we didn't do like a whole big shebang. No baked macaroni and all that. I feel like all that's too hot.
You think, wait, you don't hear me trying to figure out if I'm coming that way tomorrow.
I hear you.
Trying to weigh the options.
Are you cooking out tomorrow, Mrs. Crafty?
Yes, heavy on the Mrs.
No, I am not. We actually are supposed to be heading to Vegas. That's the plan. I'm trying to get myself together over here to
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
How
yeah, when everybody leaves, 3 hours.
Yeah, if I live near Vegas, I'd be there every weekend.
Yeah, but away from the crowd.
Yeah, I'm particularly
we stay off the strip, though. I mean, we might go to, like, a restaurant or something, but we stay away from the strip.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not a gambler.
I mean, I will, and I do, but, you know, there's a time and there's a place. If family is there and we just want to, we need to recoup. We need some time to recoup over here.
Yeah, you do.
And just chill.
Life's been licensed
for you. So on the first part, I would like to offer our sincerest condolences.
Thank you.
In the loss of your mother. I know it was very, very soon after the loss of your father. And I know both those losses personally. And so I just like to say that I know people are there now. But in a month or 2 months' time, I will be there if you need me. You can tell me all the stories, and I can get to know her through you if you like.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a trip how life just happens.
Life don't give a fuck about nobody.
No.
Or your feelings.
No.
It literally comes in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, you can't be a punk at all.
No.
So we have our moment. We definitely have our moment.
I'd also like to offer congratulations.
Why, thank you.
Because
congratulations, heavy on the missus.
Heavy on the missus.
Thank you.
Exciting.
Yes, it happened. Yes, thank you so much. We wanted to take care of that before Mom went to her final departing residence. So we made sure that happened. Not the way we wanted to, but, you know, we're still going to celebrate in September because that's what she would want us to do. So, you know, life goes on. She was there, held her hand, and found me an officiant offline and found me a little white dress from Target and got my accessories together, and we made it happen.
Honey. Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Target for the win. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the end of the month of marriage.
Yeah, it was 30 days on the 24th already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, life is lifing.
I love it, though. All that hesitating for what?
Girl.
Yeah.
For what?
I'm just mind blown. Because you couldn't tell me all of this was going to be happening 2 months ago. You couldn't tell me.
Right.
No.
Right.
And I think that's the, you know, biggest part about life, and it's life. And
yeah, the unexpected.
And, yeah, it just be like, hey, how you doing?
Right.
But
can I sit down for a second?
It's like, don't get comfortable.
Yeah, don't sit here.
Don't
keep
get
it right.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it moves us, you know, when we're not ready to move ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not that with your mom, not that. But, I mean, just the other circumstances in life, it'll move you. I have another young lady that, you know, was let go from a position, and she was planning on moving, and now it's like, you know, what do I do now? And I'm like, well, maybe that wasn't the place for you and you just don't know why. Maybe that position, maybe that whole company about to implode and then get you out of there beforehand. We just never know.
Right.
What the situation is. Yeah.
We don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know the plan.
The story. Yep.
Yeah. So, did y'all see my post today about May? I know we talked about it before.
I'm not sure I saw it. Lupus awareness?
Well, okay, we're going to get there. But
okay.
May is also National Masturbation Month.
I did see that.
And so I just wanted to tell you guys that you got about 4 more days.
Well, listen, we celebrate all the time over here. Yes,
I just
do what
want
you
to
gotta do.
You got some time left.
Yeah.
Just in case you need it.
Let me know.
And yes, May is National Lupus Awareness Month. I have been doing purple spread, and I don't want to violate your HIPAA, so I'll let you talk about that, Crafty.
Not HIPAA. We got HR in the building, right, Leslie?
Yeah, hello. I was about to say you just violated it when you said
right.
I'm gonna let you talk about. Can I see you in my office?
I'm pointing at her without pointing at her.
Yeah.
Point on elbow.
Right. But no, it is Lupus Awareness Month. I do also have lupus, and for those that do not know what lupus is. It is a immune system. It's an inflammatory disease that affects your immune system, which it fights your own tissue. So your body is fighting your good cells when it should not. So recently I found myself in the hospital. I know a lot of you guys probably saw my post or heard the shout out. I appreciate you guys shouting me out. What was it, last week, I think? But basically, I had a huge flare. My platelets, if you don't know what those are, I'm about to just share some education really quick. It's a part of an autoimmune, but platelets is what clots your blood. So I have been seeing bruises across my legs, my arms, just for no apparent reason. And I was called to tell me, they told me that my platelet level had reached 6,000 and the normal is 150 to 450,000. So that meant I needed to go in for some infusions and heavy steroids to kind of reshake my system back to where it needs to be. So I'm on the mend for that, and I'm just really hoping to get back on my feet soon. I do feel this is a way that the Lord is like, sit your ass down right now.
You see what I'm talking about?
If you don't want to pay attention to the signs that I'm trying to show you, then this is what I'm about to do right now. And that's what happened. So it knocked me down, and I ignored all the signs like we usually do. Unfortunately, you know, we just really need to go heavy on the self-care and take a look at all the signs and the symptoms. Listen to your body. Look at your body. It talks to us all the time, but sometimes we just have a habit of ignoring for whatever reason, and we don't take care of ourselves. So I am paying for that right now. I'm finishing May off with a bang.
Right. Well, yeah.
Finish it with a bash or something. Like, just sit down somewhere.
I'm laid out right now. I'm chilling.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been trying to just relax and take it easy, and I'm so thankful that my job is really understanding, and I'm just blessed. So I'm blessed to be here, and I'm blessed to be talking to you ladies tonight.
Absolutely. And we are blessed to have you here. I know you're still talking about the heavy on the self-care. So this week, first of all, I did all my spreads for lupus awareness all month. All of my weeklies were purple-based because that is the color that, you know, people have taken for lupus, right?
Right.
So all of my spreads, but I said that they were mostly for my friend Monica. You know Monica.
I do know Monica. I love her.
I do love she. She has, and she's going to make a call in tomorrow for a segment so that we can also talk more about lupus awareness, too, because she's done posts all month, you know, saying something about it. So what people didn't know was that my sister also was diagnosed with lupus before she died. So next month is scleroderma awareness month, and nobody knows what that is.
Right, because I'm like, what's she saying?
It's like, huh, what? But it is a lot, it's an autoimmune disease, a lot like lupus.
Okay.
And it, your insides basically begin to fight each other. And anyway, the point was that my niece graduated on Monday. And so it just made me think about my sister, made me think about her missing it. And so when you're talking about self-care and listening to yourself, I had to sit with my feelings all month.
Yeah.
I had to sit with that because I didn't know if I wanted to bring it up. I didn't know if I wanted to mention Chrissy. I didn't know if I wanted to, you know, deal with any of it, really. You know, and with her graduating and my sister not being here to see her graduate, and did I do a good job? And, okay, Chrissy, I checked this box off. We got out of high school. Now we got to do something else. But, you know, living up to those expectations, all of that to say that I had feelings and I had to sit with them. And hear that, and finally I just cried, and then
do what you gotta do.
You are crazy.
I cried,
killing herself.
And then when I start crying, check on my fool ass. I go look through her pictures and cry some more. Oh, she loved us so much.
She did. It's okay.
So, you know. Anyway, but. All that to say, congratulations on your wedding. We offer you condolences, and thank you so much for being open and transparent about lupus and the pros and the cons and all of the things that happen. Well, there are no pros, but, you know, all of the things that happen when you have it. Because when I saw that bruise, baby.
Girl.
I was like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
It looked painful.
Yeah.
And you handle it with such grace.
Thank you. You know, at the end of the day, I'm still a mother, and I still, you know, I still have things to do. You know.
Yeah, how is little baby Crafty Trisha?
other than getting on my nerves, she's good. She just finished school, and she is ready for the summer. She went to Disneyland yesterday, spent the entire day with her auntie. And, yeah, she's starting off right. She's good.
Well, good. Tell her, yeah. Auntie Tricia, we love her over here.
All her aunties.
Yeah, with her.
Right.
Well, good.
I will let her know.
We named the show Twitch Group.
I love it.
And I got so many inboxes. What are you talking about? Gateway Drugs.
You can't
find out. Somebody done slipped it and told it what it meant. But
who was it? Me?
No,
oop.
It wasn't you.
Oh.
I think it was Crafty Tricia.
It might have been me.
It might have been.
Okay. It might have been. I went back and deleted it though. But it was probably too late.
It was too late. But it was
okay. It's all right.
People know I'm not going to be malicious, and they know I'm sober as fuck, so, I mean, I'm talking about too many drugs. But
right.
About the gateway drug, we are talking about scrapbooking.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are an expertise.
Well, I've been in it for a while. I'm not a beginner. I'm not an intermediate, so I guess you could say I'm advanced. I have actually been scrapbooking, oh my gosh, I don't know, 30 years maybe 30 years.
Girl, you went a day over 35.
After I graduated high school, I graduated in 96, and that's the year I actually started. That's when I was introduced to scrapbooking, and it just took off from there.
Okay, and so when did you find a scrapbooking community, or did you just do like I did and, you know, have a bomb-ass memory book and everybody was like, dang, can you help me do mine?
So I don't know about you guys, but back in high school, we had what was called slam books, right? I don't know if you guys had those. So I have a slam book, and, you know, I've always loved filling that up and collecting my signatures at the end of the year and collecting memories. And the way I was introduced to it, you know, it's like, wow, this is fun. I also like taking pictures. So I was like, okay, this goes hand in hand. You know, I'm kind of preserving my memories, and I'm putting something in writing, something I'm going to be able to go back and look at later, right? So after high school, I was like, okay, there has to be more of me out there. I did sign up to be a consultant for scrapbooking supplies, and a lot of people start, a lot of people did start with scrapbooking with a company called Creative Memory. So I'm not sure if you guys have heard of that company. They are still around, but...
Yeah, that's close to my heart was my.
Okay. Yeah, that was another company. So Creative Memories is completely, I'm holding them responsible. They are responsible for my addiction 30 years later. But while I was a consultant, I found that, A, there was not a lot of me out there, right? So as a consultant, they had their little catalog and things that you can buy and catalog or magazine for the consultants. And I rarely saw women of my shade doing what we like to do, right? So I was like, there has to be more people out there. You know, it's not just something that middle-aged white women do. Right? Everybody does it. It's not just them. So I just went searching. First, it was, it was Yahoo Groups. I tried looking on Yahoo Groups. From there, I went to Meetup. Meetup goes way back. That was before they started charging. Then after Meetup is when I started my Facebook group. Let's see. Well, we're going to be 20 years here. So I have a group.
Wow.
We'll talk about that in a minute, I'm sure. But I started a group, and it started very, very small. It was like my clients, you know, that I had from Creative Memory. And then it just grew from there because everybody knew somebody, whether we were going to an expo, right? We would meet a lot of people at expos or, you know, my mom, she used to scrapbook. My coworkers, we started scrapbooking. Like everybody knew somebody that either wanted to learn or, you know, my next door neighbor. And we just kind of, we started from there. I have some friends that I've known since I started scrapbooking in 1996. So, you know, these relationships, they go pretty deep and pretty far back. Wow.
First of all, we didn't even get to the group. We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Okay.
But that is amazing to even have anything last 20 years. You know, some people can't even be married 20 years.
That helps.
That would be me.
That was me my first time around, too.
That would be me. Well, I'm on my way because, I mean, anyway, I'm on my way.
You are.
I'm going to be different than y'all. I'm going to learn.
You go, girl.
Okay.
Rewind. So you graduated in 96.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated in 2000. And so I guess y'all was passing down the slam books to us because we used to use, like, composition books and decorations.
Oh, yeah.
After we ate the bag of chips in first period, we'll tape it in there and pass it to the next person on the way to second period. We'll have it going around the friend group.
Right.
And so I actually have like a traveling planner now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next one will be just a regular old ghetto composition book. Because I really
not a ghetto composition
idea.
Book.
I love
no.
it.
No,
I
sir.
I'll cover it with paper and make it cute. You know, but like, I mean, just go back to the basics, right?
Yeah, I got you.
I really love that. So what is your favorite part other than the memories, of course? But what is your favorite part of, you know, scrapbooking or, yeah, the scrapbooking community or scrapbooking or
anything? I'm going to say my favorite part, hands down, would be the friendships that have formed. From scrapbooking and the community, the networking and the friendships that have been made. Because these friendships, they go way back, and they go pretty deep. You know, a lot of my girlfriends that I scrapbook with, I do consider them my sisters. And I mean, we travel together. We go to scrapbook, expos together. We go on scrapbooking retreats together. I mean, we fly to other states to scrapbook events together. So
I'm coming to y'all event next year.
I hope so. I'm saving some space for some out of towners. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So, but I think that's the best part for me. It is what you make it, and it's what you put into it. You know, if you, and that's a whole nother conversation. Some people go into it for different reasons. Some people have groups for different reasons, but, you know, like I said, we'll probably go into that in a little bit. But that's what I would have to say, hands down, for me is the friendships and the networking.
So when you say networking, do you mean networking with, I mean, of course, the friends, the people, networking, the people. But do you mean like, oh, I'm learning about this brand, or I can become affiliated with this brand, or is it just pretty much basically the people?
So when I say networking, I mean, like, you guys know I'm in a sorority as well. Being in a sorority, you're networking, right? In my circle alone, there are teachers. There's people that work for law enforcement. I'm in property management. Sorry, that was laundry.
Okay, can you
You know, there's all kind of different professions. You know, we got teenagers that are now looking for jobs. You know, what can we do for each other? So you have that aspect of it. You have the professional aspect of it. Then we teach each other. You know, one person may be good at card making. One person may be good at sewing. One person may be good at layering or mixed media or, you know, daily documenting or working their machines. You know, we have a lot of machines in our community. So, you know, what one person may not know, it's going to be five others behind me that can teach you. Say, hey, you know, pull up a chair. Let's do this. But that is one of the nice things about going to events. You get to learn from one another. It's not just like, you know, you're just like a planner event. I see a lot of people, you know, oh, I'm not going to know anybody. Well, that's the best part, because you're going to these events and you don't know anybody, but give yourself 5 minutes, introduce yourself, and pull up a chair, get comfortable, and you're about to learn some things. You're going to learn about people, and you're going to learn some new tricks, trades, and just some new things to do. Yeah.
That's the one thing that I like about scrapbooking. And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's like mess and drama there too. But God, the planner community.
I'm gonna say not as much.
I'm gonna agree with you. It's like very rare, and it's over so quickly. You didn't even know it happened, and it doesn't matter what you look like and all that. But the planner world, God,
yeah.
The messiness, the drama.
It's really sad. Because I don't understand why there's so much. And maybe it's because of I feel like there's so much competition in the planner community. There's so many shop owners that are selling the same shit, you know.
Yep.
So it's a big competition. Whereas in the scrapbook world, unfortunately, our manufacturers, they are dwindling. We used to have scrapbook stores on every corner. We don't have that anymore. So when we do grab onto something, you know, we really try and embrace it and just make the best out of it. You know, if you have drama with somebody, take that shit over there. Take it over there, handle it, and then come back when y'all all done and got it squashed.
Yeah, and the group ain't instigating it.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that.
Thinking about the whole planner drama thing, and it is so much. But is there a scrapbooking drama group? Like, I can report on that too. Like, if y'all have some, y'all can let me know. Feel free to give us a call. Wait, that's the number somewhere.
Yeah, if there is one, because I'll be shocked if there is.
And I've, to be honest with you, I mean, I've been on Facebook for a long time, and I've never, and I'll be there for it. I'm in the planner. Drama group, but you know, I'm there for entertainment. I'm never trying to be a part of it. But yeah, I've never heard of one. There may be one. The only ones I know of is planner.
But the thing is, the scrapbooking supplies are usually from big box, just not from Mary Jane over here.
No,
over there, everybody ain't selling it. It's just people come from the big box stores. Manufacturers, not everybody's doing it. And I think that keeps down a lot of it, too. Or that's the reason it's not as much, let me say that.
And I think it has a lot to do with the age. The age of people involved. Because scrapbooking tends to be, when I tell people I be planning and they be like, oh, scrapbooking, that's for old people. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
but no, it's not true.
You see more young people at scrapbooking events.
No. Well, here's the problem. There is a generational situation, because the younger generation, they're not printing out pictures. Scrapbookers,
exactly.
We print out pictures.
Saying, like...
Yeah. So there is that issue, but
I think it's a stigma.
Yeah,
and it's I can't think of what I want to say, but I mean, there are young people that do it. I mean,
not a lot, but I think a lot of people that are scrapbooking, you know, and I don't want to be stereotypical, but you know, they've lived enough to have something to scrapbook about. You know, either you're scrapbooking about your family, your children. You know, I'm like, what was I scrapbooking before my child came along? I was young. I was in my 20s. You know,
I'm scrapbooking about my snacks.
Stop it.
But there are digital scrapbooking too that started, I think it was like 2009 or 10. And I think they were trying to continue to cater to the younger people.
Kind of reach out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never do that, though. I'm so hands-on.
I tried it once, and it was like, this is boring.
I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to spend my money on that one. But some people do. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Crafty Trisha, I wanted to ask if you wanted to shout out your sorority sisters in case any of them are listening.
I sure will. I would like to shout out the lovely ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Love you, ladies. They actually brought over a dozen roses to my door yesterday. So, yeah, actually, and I've been in my sorority 21 years. Or 20 years, actually, in February, this past February. So I pledged when I was in I pledged as an undergraduate at Cal State San Bernardino, and I was a chartering member for that chapter as an undergrad.
Oh, yeah. So you've just been doing big things in your life.
Maybe that's what you want to say.
I love that. I love it.
I'll take it.
I stay busy, you guys. If you know me, I stay busy, and that's a part of my problem because I don't really say no a lot, but I need to learn how to say no to some things.
Sorry, piggyback off of that. No is a full sentence. You don't
it
have
is.
To say no because a no, or no, my no. It's just no.
It full is. That's a word right there.
Yep. I am. When I was in undergrad, I was in the process of joining a sorority,
mm-hmm.
and my mom died, so I dropped mine. When I got older, I joined, I became an Eastern Star, and I have been invited to join a plus-size sorority.
Really?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. And are you considering?
I am considering.
Nice.
You know, I got some stipulations, you know, because I'm El Chapo and all, but.
Stop it.
But I'm thinking about it. You know, I love sisterhood and growing up with two sisters and knowing the importance of that is always really big to me. So I just wanted to make sure I gave you space to love me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So if you had to talk about the networking and the friendships being your favorite part, what is your least favorite part? What is the worst part about, you know, scrapbooking or the scrapbooking community or any of it? I mean, not us calling names, we're being messy, not malicious now. I mean, you know, nobody in the background coming for me.
I really honestly can't say too much negativity about it. I think the entire community is just, we're really trying to keep scrapbooking alive. Unfortunately, the big box stores, that may be a pet peeve to any one of us, because they are putting out all of the smaller mom and pop shops. You know what I'm saying? We really try and support our local scrapbook stores, but especially after the pandemic, even like our home scrapbook store that we used to scrapbook at monthly, they ended up having to close because of, you know, what our country went through. And it's just really sad because that means we don't have nowhere to go. We don't have a meeting place. So we're kind of like forced to buy from the big box. I mean, they know what they're doing. You know, they lower their prices for a moment, you know, to get us to buy. And, I mean, we don't have no other choice. But there are other avenues that we can buy our supplies from and things of that nature. But I guess just the availability of product, it just really sucks, like what's happening to the industry. Even big manufacturers have been closing down, shutting down just because they can't do it anymore. But, you know, as far as the people, there's always going to be some people that, I mean, you know, not everybody likes me. Not everybody likes me. I know it's hard to believe, but not everybody likes me. I'm not exempt, you know. There have been people in my group, in my big group, that are just there to be nosy. That's one thing I don't like, you know. I'm not expecting it. Huh?
Wait, I was just about to talk about this group. You're talking about people don't like you. Girl, this group got over 2,000 members, don't it?
It does, but not everybody is active. I mean, we all know that, but yeah.
I'm one of them, but I'm trying.
Come on, Leslie. I need you to try a little harder.
Listen, I got my subscription like you told me. So I
yes.
get my subscription. I have all my stuff. I had two boxes sitting over there for the longest. I kept saying, I wonder what's in there. And I said,
wow.
No. I hadn't had a chance, but next month I will.
Anyway. Okay. I'll take that.
don't be mad.
But no. Some people, people are messy. I mean, you can take the messy out of people. So whether it's planning, whether it's scrapbooking, people are going to be people. And I just have to keep on moving.
Row your boat and they're going to be messy about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they want to stay in the group, then stay. But one thing I do not tolerate is drama in the group at all. I don't have time for it. And that's in writing in the rules. So I really try and shut it down. Do you want to talk about the group right now, like the name and all that? Because I do want to, I'm going to offer a little drawing.
A shameless plug.
A shameless plug.
I do
go ahead and put it out there.
Group.
But and then I'll give out the number. Go ahead and give us the name of the group.
Okay, so it's a Facebook group. I know not everybody is active on Facebook, but the name of the group is one word. Who gives a scrap? Exclamation question mark. So who gives a scrap? Exclamation question mark. If you happen to join today, I will be doing a drawing for the scrap room. This is a scrapbook kit that I have actually been a member of for about 20 years, nonstop. I have not stopped it. I have not skipped a month. I love it. It comes to my door every single month. And, so I will be, me and my moderators will be paying attention to see who joins, and we will do a drawing for that. So
let me get out and get back in so I can get in this drawing.
I was just about to say, is that the people that I'm in? Is that what I joined, Scrap Room?
That is effective today, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if they're new to scrapbooking and they're interested and they need some supplies to get started, that's what I'm going to do.
Ooh,
it's about a $30 value.
We've been talking about scrapbooking. I want to ask about a starter kit, but let's talk about this group. So how many people really do you have in the group? I know I'm talking shit and saying it's 20,000 people in there, but how many people are in your group?
It's a little over 2,000, two and some change.
That is so amazing. And how long has the group been around, you said?
It will be 20 years next year. So we are in year 19. We'll be doing a 20-year anniversary event next year. More details will be coming soon, but we'll be doing a real, I am throwing shade, we'll be doing a real scrapbook event.
And you know what? Let me just tell you, I heard through the great man that it was supposed to be an event that included scrapbooking, but instead there were people who was dressed up like Mario and Luigi.
You know what?
Lord, is a scrapbook kind.
I think I heard the same thing.
Okay.
And I got offended. As a scrapbooker, I got offended. But anyway, it's neither here or there now.
Let me give out this number, y'all. The number is 515-602-9680. Call and ask Crafty Tricia all the things about scrapbooking and how you can get started if you're not started yet. The number again is 515-602-9680.
We love that HR voice. We just can't get rid of that.
So
usually I'm laying stickers, while we're doing it. But today, I was inspired to just cut out some stickers that I have printed.
Okay. You're doing some printable.
I think I bought this printable when you were with
Crafty Planner Queen.
I was like, don't get me to lying, girl. I was about to call it something completely different.
Oh, you don't mess up my sis' name. I love Robin. Shout out to Robin.
You know, I just make up stuff off the top of my head.
She's such a sweetheart.
She is. She's really sweet to me. And I always, you would always send me the $2 Tuesday ones, and I would buy them, you know, and I would print them out. And then because I would get so discouraged, I'd be like, I'm not going to do it. So I printed out another couple of the Juneteenth kits.
Oh, yes,
so
I love that.
I have been sitting here cutting while we're talking, and it is still so soothing, but I really need to get to talking with y'all about this whole Cricut thing, because I think I'm about to make an investment. Because I don't want to cut stuff out with my hand alone.
Yeah.
Are there specific scrapbook, like, supplies that I would need to make this happen?
Yeah. I mean, there's a basic toolkit, of course. You know, when you speak about your Cricut, though, that's not a necessity. Is it nice to have? Absolutely. You know, it makes your job a little easier, depending on what you're doing. But there is a basic list of items that you want to make sure you have when you start scrapbooking. And once you get these items, like, they're in your toolkit, right?
Okay,
like, you
so
have
let
to...
me know. What is the starter kit? I need to take notes on this.
Yeah, I need you to write it down.
Okay. Let me just stop cutting it and write it down. All right.
So you're going to need, uh-oh.
Okay, I'm ready. Start a kit.
You are going to need some cardstock.
Okay.
And so the good thing about this really quick, I just want to add, a lot of these items are crossover items that we already use in the planner world, right? So
yeah,
I can probably guarantee.
Yeah,
so I can guarantee some of these items I'm getting ready to name, you already have them. So you want cardstock, right? You want pattern paper. I know you already have that. You need adhesive. I know you have that. You need some type of journaling pen. I know you have that.
Pens. I got all the pens.
I know
not
you have all
pens,
the pens.
Not as many pens as cell phone. I got all the pens.
You're going to need a nice, handy, dandy pair of scissors and a 12-inch trimmer.
Okay. A trimmer, you mean the little slicer?
A trimmer. A
what is a trimmer?
A paper trimmer.
Okay.
Paper cutter. Not the massive one you find in the classroom now.
Oh, so you know that's what I got.
I'll show her one. Other people know.
I got that. See, I borrowed one from my classroom when I left the classroom.
See.
I borrowed it. So I got that's the machete one. And then
oh, Lord. I knew exactly which one you were talking about, too.
Then I got the little orange one where you go.
That's the one,
slicer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So paper slicer. Okay.
Some embellishment, which I know you have. It's like, she said, what is that? Do you know what ephemera is?
I know what it is, but I need you to tell my friends who I be having to listen to, because they think I'm crazy. So when I say stuff like ephemera, they're going to be like, what that is?
Embellishment or ephemera is, it could be like a lighter weight of cardstock, kind of just to adorn your pages. We use it in the planner community all the time. So in my scrapbook kits, when I get my ephemera, I could turn around and use that same stuff in my planner. So whether it's a bouquet of flowers or scripts or whatever.
Basically, y'all, she's talking about some little stickles.
Well, they're not all
that you can make.
You know, they're not all little. It could
they're
be.
Not all little. Yeah, they could be big. They could be medium. They come in all different types of sizes.
Okay. So, like, if I had a napkin and it's real cute and I cut it out and I stuck it on the paper, is that considered ephemera?
Yeah, you just made your own ephemera.
Okay. See, this is the kind of stuff my friends need to know.
Yeah.
I am said friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else? Okay, so I got ephemera.
Mm-hmm. You're going to need an album, of course. And you're going to need
tape.
Yeah, I said adhesive.
Oh,
that's
I got all the tape now. I don't own all the tape.
I know you do. And then you're going to need page protectors, right? So when you finish your scrapbook page, you need to protect your page. Mm-hmm. They sell page protectors. And you're going to want some type of storage or organization. So I don't know about you guys, when you carry your planner stuff, we have totes, right? So scrapbookers, we have totes too, but ours got wheels. Because we be rolling, literally. We roll. We carry all of our stuff with us. And, you know, when we go to day events, we are there sometimes for 12 hours, like 9 to 9 or 10 to 10.
For a whole weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not a game. Not a game. So that will definitely get you started. And of course, your pictures.
Oh,
it got so bad during the pandemic. I think a lot of people invested in the personal printers. But yeah, I have one of those too.
Like a Sprocket?
Yes. I have an HP Sprocket Studio, which prints a 4x6 size. But there's different printers out there. There's Canon. There's, you know, HP, whatever your heart desires. But mine is called a Studio. It is a Sprocket, but it's a Sprocket Studio.
I got a good friend named Coco who let me buy one of her extra ones, and I'm really grateful for that.
Is that the one that prints the 2x3? Okay.
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, 2x3. I have the Canon, the bigger one for the 4x6s, but yeah.
Yeah, I have both of those. I carry my Sprocket with me almost everywhere I go. But yeah, that's
so do those pictures print out sticky also, or do you just use all that adhesive that we're buying?
So for the Sprocket Studio that prints out the 4x6 is not sticky paper. I don't know if other manufacturers do the sticky paper, but this one does not. You would have to utilize your adhesive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm lying. I was about to say I'm going to type it up and make it look cute and then
post it something
for people to know.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a list. No, don't. Yeah, you ain't got to do that. I got it for you. I'll send it to you.
Thank you, because you know what I was just going to do? Type it up on Facebook with some laughing emojis behind it and then post it.
Don't do that.
Thank you.
Don't do that. I got you.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I feel like it's two against one here. I feel judged.
So Leslie know what's up. Leslie over there tripping. I don't know what Leslie is doing with all her supplies over there. We had a conversation. I don't know what's going on over there.
I need somebody to call in and be on my side. Can you tell them the number again? Yeah. I need somebody to be on my side and say that they're new, they didn't know.
If you are a scrapbook virgin like Riri, call in 515-602-9680. Wait, somebody's calling in now. Hold on.
Call me with some questions.
They're one of the experts, though. They're going to make me feel dumb.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I have headphones in, so it's a struggle right now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Who do we have?
Oh. Hi, how are you guys? It's Danny.
Hi.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Trisha. I'm enjoying the podcast so far. I'm loving everything. I'm just chilling over here. Y'all are making me smile.
Good. That was the mission.
I'm loving it. But I wanted to know, that's what I was calling for, like, well, first, I wanted to give my condolences to you, Trisha, with, you know, your mom, and also, just give you the biggest round of applause with handling Lisa's and speaking on your journey with that. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. But my question
What's up?
Okay. So my question, like, with scrapbooking. what are the benefits to scrapbooking? Like, what if I were to start scrapbooking, what could I, like, gain from doing that?
Listen, I'm so glad. I'm glad you were the first caller because this is so important to me. I don't know why I get so excited talking about this. But so my whole thing with scrapbooking is you should not have to be present to tell your story, right? So you really want to think about your future generations. What do your future generations have, right? Yeah, we have all the pictures in our phone. We got all the pictures on Facebook. We have all the pictures on Instagram. But what can you give your children, their children? Like, what can you pass down, right? So my thing is when I scrapbook, I'm scrapbooking with a purpose. So when I'm no longer here, my daughter, all she has to do is get one of them books, one of them many, many books. She will know exactly how we lived, the things that we did for fun, the things maybe that weren't so fun, what my mom did before I came along. It's like it's your history in action.
Wow. That makes sense.
Does that make
that
sense?
That makes sense. That really so
it's
a, make
it's,
sense.
It's really a story. I mean, we could journal all day, right? But when you add pictures to it, it really just makes everything come to life. And you really, really need to think about what's the purpose of keeping your pictures on your phone? What is that going to do for you? Like, what is that going to do for your children? What's going to happen when your phone dies? Or, you know, this is just technology. We do know that things happen with technology. We do know that, you know, cell service breaks or, you know, the cloud has dysfunction before more than once. What happens? So you have to ask yourself that, you know, who's going to tell my story? And I should not have to be there for you to know what I was about.
That's,
there it is.
Wow.
Drop the mic.
Thank you for saying it that way. That makes sense.
You got it. You got it. What else? What else you got?
So we can scrapbook together?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hey, you know, I don't know if you, well, you guys are in my group, but. Listen, you know, I have a Zoom that we could, I mean, I know you get on Zoom and you do your planners, but you can also scrapbook on Zoom. During the pandemic, we would Zoom, I'm not kidding you, every single day and scrapbook. And from there, you also build a community. You build a rapport. You talk about, you know, what's for dinner? Oh, I got to try that recipe. You know, it's not just your paper craft that you're talking about. There's so much. It's just so much. I can go on and on. But we can scrapbook online together. All you need is a Zoom.
Okay, that's awesome.
All right, we have another caller. Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
I'll call you on here.
Hello.
Hey. How are you ladies tonight?
Amazing.
Can you hear me?
This
is
Dee.
Hey, Dee. Member of the Planner Outlaws and just joined the scrapbook group.
Yes, who gives a scrap? Thank you for joining.
Yes. How are you ladies doing tonight?
We're good.
We're good. How are you?
Hanging in there. I just wanted to pop on real quick because, number one, this is the first time I've ever listened to a blog radio podcast. So it took me a minute to try to get on here, what I was supposed to do to get on. So I'm glad I even got through.
Glad
secondly,
you made it.
I have, as probably you already know, Patricia talked about, you know, being in the scrapbook community for a very long time and how much has changed. And I recently went to a convention and saw like the major changes in the conventions and things of that nature. Because I've been listening to you ladies. I kind of popped on, I think, when you were talking about scrapbooking for over 30 years. And that's kind of where I am.
Right.
But I love how you answered the first caller's question about being your family historian. that's what I call myself. You know, how important it is for us when we're gone, for our families to be able to pick up from generations to generations and see, you know, what we did, you know, and it's just, that's one of the things that I love. And I'm a recent new grandmother, so it's kind of sparked my interest. And I've taken all these pictures of my grandbaby. And, you know, we're starting some of our memories with her and wanting to start making her a scrapbook. My daughter's not that into craft like I am. So just wanted to come on and share that real quick.
That's awesome.
And I'm glad that I found you. I'm sorry.
I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that. Thank you so much for joining.
Yeah.
I'm so
and
glad
I'll
you
be
found
listening.
The show.
What'd you say? I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said I'm so glad you found the show.
I'm so glad I did, too. I am. I can't wait to listen to more. All right.
Back at the beginning.
Go back and listen to some of the past episodes and give yourself the laugh you deserve.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, V,
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
All right, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Look at the outlaw showing up and showing out for your girl.
Hey.
We'll have to link the Facebook group also on Instagram. So if anybody that's listening didn't catch it or can't find it, we'll have to link it there.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you are more than welcome to join into The Realist. It is a Facebook group for listeners of the show. People who are messy and not malicious. I'm not necessarily going to call it a Facebook drama group. You know, we posting everything in there. And I did my self-care planner Zoom earlier today with Black Girls Read 2. And I was challenged to post in The Realist every month. In The Realist, we have a giveaway going on that if you add 3 people, and they stick around for a while. I ain't going to tell you how long, but if they stick around for a while, I will be able to send you an enamel pen that we got made with our logo on it. I'm really excited about that. We're trying to do some big things. And so one of the questions I have for you is, how do you keep your successful, super large Facebook group? How do you help it grow? How do you make it successful? I know one of the things you said that I really honed in on was no drama allowed.
Mm-hmm. That's in the rules. So that's number one. Number two, I've always been a big believer of quality over quantity. I don't care if it's 10 people. I don't care if it's 10,000 people, but I just want like quality content in there. So that's important to me. Being able to pour into the community, right? Running a group, as you know, it takes work. Some people do it for the wrong reasons, whether they're doing it for monetary reasons. I don't ask for a dime. Like, I do all of this because it's a passion of mine. And I think that's what a lot of people, some people miss that. It takes time to run a group. It takes effort. It takes a team. I used to do it by myself, but I got smart, and I have a few really good ladies behind me, which I really, really, really appreciate because they have really held me down while I've kind of been away. But just being able to give back, be active, participate with the group. I mean, even when we do swaps, I sign myself up too, you know. So just being present, it goes a long way, and that's really it. I'm sure there's more, but that's what I have off the top of my head right now.
I love that. And I've been trying, you know, really hard to stay, you know, try and be consistent, to post even when nobody is commenting back and, you know, all that stuff. But, I mean, I can't be mad. It's only like 10 people in the world.
It's okay. And don't be afraid to survey your group. You know, you can ask them. Usually at the end of each year, I ask the group, hey, what would you like to see more of? Would you like to see more challenges? Would you like to see more swaps? Would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? I don't even know if you guys ladies know, but we have a book club too in there.
you know, there's a lot of different things that you can do to get involved in, but you just have to pour into it. Just
right.
You can't leave it stagnant.
That is so awesome. Another thing that we just started to do, we've just created a form. Woohoo! We've just created a form to be able to ask people if they want to provide feedback for the shop. I know I always say, oh, I didn't even check my DMs. Wait a minute. I know I always tell people to slide into my DMs if you have things to say or if, you know, you want to give us some anonymous feedback and you don't want your name to be, you know, said or whatever. So I've created a form. I'm going to make sure I put it in a link, not LinkedIn, Linktree.
Linktree.
Okay, so I'm gonna put it in a Linktree, and it'll be in the on the thing you think of a doozy, so that you can click and you can provide your anonymous stuff.
Easy access.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Girl, these folks is crazy. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have went to my. Y'all told me to go check the DMs. I was checking the DMs for messages about the show right now. I don't have people sharing yet. And it's okay, Danny. We love you. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're done. Sorry about that. Okay. So quality over quantity, no
mm-hmm.
drama, poll the group, ask them what they want to see, what they want to know, and that'll help us out. All right, so I do have some mess. Y'all know we got to talk about the mess before time is up. Do we have another caller?
What, HR?
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all, I was on mute. No, we don't have
I think I'm at work on a Teams meeting.
No.
Okay.
No, we don't have you.
Okay. So you can give out the number one more time just in case I have it somewhere. I don't know why I never remember.
It's not easy to remember. 515-602-9680.
Okay. So, y'all, can we just talk about this mess right quick? And I won't even say the shop name. But you know how shops have these collaboration sales? Well, there was one that was around April 15th. And so I received
Oh, we did have a caller.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Paula, come on in.
Hello. Hi, this is Jolene. How's everybody
okay,
today?
I was just going to say that she is your ride or die because she holds it down in that group.
That's my boo.
How's it, right there, girl?
Aww.
I was
yes.
just calling to give a shout out to everybody. I love Trisha. I love listening to you guys. It's a lot of fun. And it's just a lot of greatness, you know, in Scrapbook. It's a community. It's a whole community, and I'm fond of going on retreat. That's my thing. I love going on scrapbook retreats.
Yeah.
That's where we get together for 3 or 4, up to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I've done 5 days because I go when I go big or go home. Go big or go home.
That's what I miss about it, honestly.
Yeah,
right.
That getting together. I mean, you'll tell and hear someone else's life story in those days. You
mm-hmm.
three things
right.
about a scrapbook gathering. You're going to learn something new about scrapbook. You're going to learn new techniques. You will be showed something that you feel you have to purchase. And three, you're
yes.
going to learn a new
yes.
care
yes.
technique or product. That happens.
I love it.
Yeah.
But it's a great community. I haven't met many scrapbookers that I don't like. Now, like Trisha said, I'm not for everybody. Everybody don't like me,
yeah.
and I don't like everybody, but that's the world, you know, that's how life is. But, you know,
yep.
I love that little phrase I just heard. I'm going to have to get me a T-shirt that says messy but not malicious, because that's me, because I'm petty.
Got it in the works. We got it in the works.
Okay, make sure you got big things.
I'm gonna put it in my
have you met us? Yes, there will be because
I got these twins that travel with me everywhere I go, so they need to be
they
need to be roomy to hold the twins so they can be spaces. Yes, ma'am. But yeah, but this has been doing
this year.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What
we are having our 20th anniversary crop. It's going to be Trisha. I'll let Trisha tell it. Her group.
It will be in April. We haven't left the date out yet, but it will be in April of next year.
Oh, I thought there was something that you posted. I'm sorry. Okay, well, then we'll wait.
Was the date on there? Joanne,
it
was.
I thought
it
was.
It's okay.
I thought we
it's
didn't
okay.
Put
I'm
the date.
Coming
maybe
anyway.
It worked.
Y'all save me a spot.
We got you.
I'm sorry. Y'all in Los Angeles, right?
You are, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll fly out.
Los Angeles is
you all the way
Vegas.
In California, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why we're always together.
You learn something new every day.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that because I knew about nephew. And we love nephew.
Yeah. Girl, everybody know about nephew because when we get together, that's what I talk about. What's going on with you? Girl, let me tell you about this boy. So when he goes somewhere with me, he already knows. He got to hug everybody. You don't know her, but she know you. So you got to hug her. You got to help her with her stuff and make sure you speak to everybody because they know who you are.
Right.
He already knows the routine. He knows. He knows.
How old is he now?
He's 18.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
18 and far from grown. Far from grown. We had a Zoom meeting earlier, and he on my Zoom home with his bonnet on, getting in my Zoom. It's like, could you go away, please? But he hear Trisha's voice, he's going to come running. He come running out of his room. Is that Auntie? Yeah, we become family. You know, you scratch together with these people over the years, over time, and you learn each other's stories, your histories. We especially during the pandemic when we were Zooming, we were seeing each other every day. That was our connection. And I think it was really strong, too, to keep us grounded, to keep us from losing it. Because, you know, we were so used to gathering at least once a month. And me, I would go, I mean, I have my main group, but I visit other people, too. I got my side pieces that I go visit, too, when I want to scrap them.
Yeah.
But I was missing it. Every
because they're the queen.
Yeah, right. They know who's number one. But we all were missing it. But that kept us connected. And we would pray for each other and help each other out. You know, when we have we send cards, we donate sometimes. We do everything. You know, it's a community. You know, the people who are involved are involved. And it's a great thing.
Very.
It's a great thing.
Love it.
I love it. I'm so glad that you called.
Thank you. I won't hold up the line and let somebody else get in, but it was good chatting with you all. Keep doing what you're doing. All right. You guys be blessed.
You guys.
Right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
So, back in April, there was a collab sale. And somebody ordered something. Well, May 15th, you know, the customer emailed them and was like, hey, what's going on? I haven't heard anything back about my, you know, my product. Well, they didn't get no reply. Then on IG, I mean, on Instagram, they messaged them and they got like an automated reply. Nothing back after that. Well, anyway, now it's time for another one of those sales because, you know, they come every 2 or 3 months. And so under the post, she puts like, hey, what happens to my stuff? What's going on? They done deleted her comment.
Oh.
And so she put it back again. And this time she screenshotted. Like, wait, before they do that, let me just screenshot this. So she screenshotted and they deleted again. And finally, automatically, now they get a message back on Instagram.
Hmm.
Why did you... You know,
why did you put that on my post? You're ruining common, you know, you're ruining
business.
Yeah, you're ruining the families, and you're not letting, you're taking away from my money and my household. And she's like, bruh, all I wanted was my doggone product.
Right, what I paid for already.
What I paid for over a month ago, and I'm not even mad that it's taken a month. I'm mad because I have no communication. So she goes, oh, well, there was this problem with the servers, and some of the orders got lost in the cloud. And I put it on my stories on Instagram.
That's a you problem, not my problem.
Ma'am, do I follow you on Instagram? I don't follow Target. I don't follow Walmart. So I don't know if they having problems with their server. You got to do better and get to your customers. So she asked for some money back. I mean, for the money back. They don't reply to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
She waits a couple of days. She sends something through PayPal to dispute the claim. Why they send her a message back asking her, giving her a long dissertation? She sent me a screenshot. I think it was like three scrolls full.
Oh, wow.
I'm not reading all that.
As long as it took her to write all of that, she could have just printed out the stickers, put them in an envelope.
You could have done that three times by now. It needs 3 days.
People play too much when it comes to money. Those are your coins that you work hard for.
And you mad at me because I want my stuff. I want my money back. Oh, well, I won't get any of my money through PayPal until the dispute is settled, and you're taking away from my family, and I hope you don't have a business, and blah, 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 blah. Girl, we... Give me my money and give me my stickers. One of the two. Matter of fact, don't even give me my stickers. Just give me my money. I just want to know, where are they selling their audacity, the unmitigated temerity that these people are
on Amazon
every day?
I don't know, but you know what? People keep going back because remember our botanicals booth? People were still buying from her, and it took her stuff months to get to. If you needed it for 2023, you should have ordered it in 2021.
Oh, wait.
And she's like 45 minutes from my house. I could drive to your house every day 3-4 times, and you still don't have my stickers to me? Yeah, I'm good.
And I really think it's amazing that people who take 20 years to send something off got the most to say about every doggone thing. Like, girl, it took you 4 months to send me 3 sheets. Please stop talking to me about anything.
No,
don't ask me about why I ain't posted. Don't ask me. That made me want to come out of character. Okay, anyway.
You don't have that problem with scrapbooking.
Okay.
I have my subscription, and it comes every month, same day.
Hey. Right.
So do you have any updates, Coco Pelly, about all of your HR drama at work?
Oh, yeah, I do, but I can't give it just yet because I don't know who's listening, who knows somebody that's listening, and I can't get fired, too.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, more to come. June is going to be an exciting month, let me just say that.
Oh, we.
So excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'll say this. I'm almost able to take the bar exam. There's so much law stuff going on.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's okay. Well, that's why I haven't been sad with you, Patricia.
Yeah, let's blame that. Let's blame that. So what would be the biggest piece of advice that you would give a new scrapbooker in the community?
Don't be nervous to start. It's easy to get overwhelmed, but it's just one step at a time. And I would recommend to join a community. If it's not mine, join another community.
No, ain't none of that. It's join
my community. Hey, I'm just saying, I'm not the only one.
not the only one, but it helps to know somebody that can hold your hand along the way. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
And don't buy all the things.
Don't do that. You know what we do. It's hard to, it's hard. It's a lot of enablers. It's enablers in planning. It's enablers in the crafty world. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You mean Coco?
I'm not an enabler.
What?
I do buy all the things, but that started when I started scrapbooking. I don't know how long ago it was. But you know what else I wanted to tell? What was the lady's name that called? And she was asking why to do it. What was it?
Candy.
Does she have children?
She does. She has. Oh, sorry.
So
that's not HIPAA, but yes.
No, that's not HIPAA. I wanted to answer that, but if she has more than one, what I would say when you're scrapbooking, don't just do one child's book first.
Yeah,
do it simultaneously, because it's going to always be, oh, she has a book or he has a book, and you haven't done my book.
Mm-hmm.
So
they are hot commodities.
Yeah, I live through that. So
thank God I have one.
So now I'm doing it. That's what I started with the grandchildren. And my first thing my daughter said is, oh, where's my baby pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. I'm not going to go through this for two generations. But
I'm just putting pictures of everybody and everything. You can have a page. You can have a page. You can have a page. It's all together. Because now I'm going to try to separate y'all off.
Yeah, don't get caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is fun, though. But I am going to go to California for that one.
Ah, I can't wait.
I'm going to go.
I can't go to the 20th, but I'll be able to go to the 21st year.
Okay.
Okay. Eric, are you going to CPC?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was hoping to see you there.
I know.
I can't believe I bought that high-ass ticket.
But let me tell you why I'm not going.
Oh, Lord.
El Chapo now. It took me so long to find a place to go take a drug test that I wasted. Well, I didn't waste it because I handled my business, but I felt like me and my family wasted a whole day of our vacation trying to handle that business. And so it's so random and spur of the moment that it would be just my luck that I would get out there, have to drug test both days of the weekend, can't find a place, miss half the stuff, and I done spent too much. So I was just like, I love it. I will call you guys, or you can call me like you did for SGS, and then maybe you could buy me some stuff, and then I'll just, you know, I'll send you the money for it.
You know I will.
We got you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to waste my time and my money.
Yeah,
I really want to spend it all, you know, hanging with my friends.
Understood.
So, you know, the end of 2024 will be here soon, and then I'll be done, and I can go anywhere on my own.
Amen.
Okay. By myself.
Yep. There we go.
Okay.
You guys, for the first time ever, we're having two shows in 1 week. So,
a historical moment.
It is. And listen, I don't know if y'all noticed, but this has actually been season two of Real Talk, Real Plans. Since we had a guest, we made it season two.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the season is seasoning.
Yes, it is. It's a good season.
It's a good season. So tomorrow, please join us with at Plans and JC, as we start talking about what in the world, or what the fuck,
all the drama
is AI art. It's a big discussion that's been going on Facebook. She seems to have been the catalyst to get the ball rolling, and now it's just, you know, it's like a snowball. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we just really want to go ahead and start, have the conversation, open up the doors. I'll have the post, the link up to the form for you to be able to submit your feedback. If you have questions, anonymous questions, regular questions, or
if you want to just log on me, fill out the form and tell us what you want to see, what you don't like, what you do like. Do I cuss too much? Do I laugh too loud? Does Coco not say the number slow enough? Do you
want to see her again? I feel approached.
On the show. But anything you have to say, we would love, love, love to hear it. And as always, you can slide in my DM because I like it like that.
And shout out to the Outlaws.
Shout out to the Outlaws.
Patricia, would you like to give your information one more time so that everybody out there in the Real Talk, Real World universe can know where to find you?
Sure. So Instagram handle is Crafty Trisha. And then the scrapbook group is also linked in my bio. Who Gives a Scrap? If you want to find us on Facebook, you can click that button. Or if you just want to go do a search, you can type in Who Gives a Scrap. It is one word, exclamation, question mark. And if you have any other questions you did not get a chance to ask, please feel free to send me a message via Facebook, via IG. I will be there to answer. And thank you for those that did call in and all my supporters out there. Love you guys.
And who told you, how you come up with that name? Wait, I forgot to ask that.
Being that it was about 20 years ago, to be honest with you, I don't know. No, it used to be something else. I did change it because it was based off of the area that I lived in. And I was like, well, there's other people that would want to join that don't live in my area. So I changed it. And that's what it's been like forever. There's a name of a store named Who Gives a Scrap. And I always get requests to join my group. I end up denying them because they don't know what they're trying to join. It's actually like a antique store. And I'm like, I think you have a long place. I've been around longer than the antique store. So I'm like, yeah, if you don't. And then also, if you're joining the group, please take the time to answer the questions because we will not let you in. I really do my best to try and prevent, fraudulent people in the group. So please answer the questions in order to get in.
Well, I'm about to kick myself out and put myself back in so I can get in and win this prize.
Is there a time that they need to join by to be entered in a drawing? I know you said 5 p.m. Pacific, but is it midnight?
I'll give it until tomorrow, to be fair.
Okay.
If they can tune in live.
Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, any final words?
No final words. Thanks again for having me, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
so
thanks for joining. It was really good.
You guys are so cool. And let me tell you, I listen to you guys on my way. When I do my commute, I put you guys on, and you guys keep me company on my way to work. And you guys have me in sisters. Leslie and her stories and the friend and the free cruise. Child.
That was the best free cruise.
Wow. Yeah. I was listening when that story first surfaced.
And he's back now, so.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah,
he had a wedding this weekend in Florida.
Nope, I would want to know. I'm the friend that would want to know. Yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you, not.
I have not gone to clean anything all week. I will not clean something. No.
Well,
all right.
Keep entertaining and good luck with everything for future episodes. And I'm proud of you guys. I've been around since you guys started, and
thank you.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
We appreciate that.
Of course.
Our old heads, our OGs.
Yeah, because you were around when we were even just throwing it around.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love it. So, you guys, remember that we are messy and not malicious, and keep that same energy tomorrow when you call and listen to What the Fuck is AI Art with Plans and Stacey. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
night.
Good night.
Good night.